The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went quickly from the tomb, fearful, yet overjoyed. And they ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached and embraced his feet and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." And while they were going, some of the guards went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. And the chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You go and say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." And so the soldiers took the money and did as they were told. And this story was circulated among the Jews even to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the Jewish Gospel of Matthew, of course, and that small reference I have to the soldiers being paid would fit very well into the Jewish consciousness of Matthew's very early church. Now, how much of this is meant to be historically entirely accurate is up for some kind of conversation. However, there is a reality here which is rather important for us to see. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of change. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were very familiar with Jesus. They were his disciples. They knew exactly what to expect. They saw his miracles. They were inspired by his teaching. And then he died. And now a new revelation happens. They are now called to have faith in the risen Jesus. The same bond and attachment they had to the Jesus who walked among them, the one they could see and feel and touch and understand, and now they're called into a new world of faith. Somehow, things are different now. And the summons is to have this sense that God is with them. Even though they cannot feel and touch and control the presence of the one they loved. It's an extraordinary statement about us in many ways, where we are surprised by the change which is happening, even at Holy Family. Change is going to happen here in the next few months, and people are anxious about what might become of all things which are familiar to us. But it's the power of Jesus Christ. It's not any person. We are gathered in the power of the Lord. We are not gathered in the power of any human. So whatever unfolds, somehow we believe, we are convinced that Jesus Christ leads us. The strength of a church is in the faith of the people in the power of Jesus Christ. That happens. It's very important for us to keep that in mind, because change happens in our lives. We have good times and we have hard times. But somehow, this sense of God's presence, this enduring faith, the invincible faith, which will be given to the early church in the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes upon them, they are invincible. It doesn't matter what happens, what goes wrong, They are led in the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And in that way, no matter what change happens, they are invincible. We might keep that in mind when we journey through the economy of life. We have light and darkness, we have failure, we have sin, we have grace, but somehow we are invincible in the power of Jesus Christ. That's the gift of faith. That's Easter. That's our Easter belief. That's our Easter faith. We might keep that in mind, because sometimes we become anxious because the landscape has changed. Something has happened that dislodges whatever is familiar to us. And this is where we have to come back to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He has overcome the world, and we are his disciples. Amen. Pause now for a moment of prayer. Keep the strength of that faith alive, especially in this time of COVID and inconvenience and interruption, that the strength of the Lord, the risen Lord, is truly what sustains us.